Are we hot, Adam? I think he's falling off.
This is not good. This does not sound like I'm talking.
You're talking, buddy.
Am I talking?
You're
my
talking,
monitor's
but
off.
You do want to probably slide down.
Oh, turn my music down. Yeah, a little bit, right?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
This is Jack Batchelor, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, there's my monitor. All right. We are in studio with, per usual, Alex Williams and unper usual Anna Hutter. Anna is from Bush. She lives across the hall from me, and she was crazy enough to wake up. So, yeah, there's nothing else really to be said about that. We're going to play some nice jams today and talk a little bit about some more crazy stuff going on, because that's what we do. That was Lee Majors Come Again by the Beastie Boys, and we have another absolute jam coming up from Twiddle called Orlando. Enjoy.
from near and far come to get a drink at Orlando's bar. On a lovely patch of grass and a lamp far away, only those who have directions are allowed to drink and stay. On the stage is a man with a flawless reputation. He's the king of the jam, drunk in many situations, and his French stage right is a dope sensation. Almost every single night he gets a standing ovation. All across the land they were selling out shows with the sickest and the quickest wrist that everybody knows. They chose their name in notes and flat. They decided on Jim Plowman McGrath. On and the drinks get stronger, the crowd gets drunk and the band gets louder, but no one seems to mind as they play their favorite songs. Now everybody raise your glass, it's time to sing along. Hey, and a great big jaw. His wounds were well hidden, his roots locked up tight. He'd been fighting for months with no end in sight. He said, barkeep, now I need to drink my fill. Give me sour milk from some big bird's bill. And as the night went on, he drank and danced and sang. Old Frankie was the happiest he'd ever been. And in the seat to his left was a mess of a man, haunted by a quest in a foreign land. He was the greatest knight the king had ever seen. He defeated evil Zeus with his brother me. He liked the scotch well aged with some sour deep, and was known to hit the dance floor occasionally. He jumped right up and said, I love this song. Then TV grabbed Frankie and they sang along. A whole lot of stories of his time as a thief. In his youth he was king with his friend named Dean. But take your money, dick it, buy all your precious things. Eventually they made enough to go legit, buying up the corporations that made him sick. He retired at the age of 33 and spent the rest of his life doing what he pleased. In the middle of the room is a man full of gloom, cause the ladies did not want to dance. No matter how hard he tried, not a girl alive would consider his romance. With a bone made for tugging and a face full of greens, old cabbage did not stand a chance. But as he heard a song, a familiar tune, him and Carla got up and danced across the moon. And they sang in the land of fatal and green. There's a bar with a flourishing scene. In the midst of the mist unseen, all the patrons can relax and dream. Relax and dream. Open your eyes to see. Let the beauty on. Fill your heart up with the sound.
Good people of Medford and the surrounding area. We got a couple little story time going on. So last night, Anna, I heard you got into some trouble at a club. Do you want to tell us what happened without getting too specific and saying anything we shouldn't be saying on air?
Yeah. Well,
you want to speak into the mic?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's okay. That's better. Wait one sec.
Oh, no.
Here you go. Does that sound good? Wait, speak. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing
all
good.
Right. Yeah, so last night I got kicked out of a club for swearing. It was Club Penguin. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it was a rough time, and now I'm banned for 24 hours, and it's probably the saddest moment of my life.
Yeah, and it wasn't in a real Club Penguin either.
Yep. It's Club Penguin rewritten.
Bad times in the Bush Halls. But we are enjoying our Monday off at the moment by waking up really early and probably going to bed after this, unless you're Alex, in which case you didn't wake up and you just stayed up straight.
I mean, that isn't entirely true.
Well,
I had an hour and a half of sleep.
All right, I mean, think, that's enough.
That's not healthy.
Well, he can go to bed and get 5 hours now and get 6.5 and be healthily.
That is 100% the plan.
That is my plan, too. Separate beds, obviously, considering that Alex lives in not Bush. We got some Wilco coming your way. Enjoy.
This in motion. With us every day. Yeah, the little red light is with us every night. The illusions, oh, they don't know nothing about my soul. Oh, they change. Oh, in so many ways, I find more missing every day. We'll be right back.
surprise, no mystery. In this theater that I call my soul, I always play the starring role. Finale, 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 finale. Finale, finale, finale. Finale, finale, finale. Finale, finale.
So we are going to go over our hypothetical or real band names. And so I guess Anna can start because she has a real band,
yeah,
which we didn't know about until now.
Yeah, I play the drums and the piano in like an indie band. It's called Honeydew. Follow us on Instagram.
Honeydew?
Yeah, it's called Dunnyhew on Instagram.
Dunnyhew.
So you just switch the D and the H.
At
it's
Dunnyhew.
Indie trash. Yeah.
Whoa, that's cool. So do you play at like your school gatherings?
No, we don't.
Do you play
anything.
Any gigs?
We
no.
We basically have like 5 songs out on SoundCloud and that's about it.
No way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I do not have the ability to play them right now, but expect
okay,
next
don't
week.
Have to.
Next week you will get some Honeydew coming your way. I think my band name would be, I came up with this one a while ago. Samurai Yard Sale.
Why?
I think it just sounds really cool, and it's a very good description of who I am.
Is it really, though?
At least the yard sale part is. I don't think the samurai is, but that's
yeah, I'll
okay.
Get a yard sale.
Yard sale is a good one. What about you, Alex? What are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm thinking sort of young, dumb, full of fun.
Young, dumb, full of fun?
Yeah.
It's a little bit wordy.
All, like, going to be broke.
Who knows?
Mentally broke. Not
it's going somewhere.
It's yeah. Well, I like that vibe.
I mean, if you're at rock bottom,
yeah,
the only way to go.
That song just played was those two songs were Wilco Theologians off their new not new actually, A Ghost Is Born and The Police So Lonely. So Lonely came into my life actually this summer on Cape Cod at a area for enjoying beverages and having fun with your friends. Hog Island restaurant. not the real name of it, but that's what we have to say on the radio. And yeah, I heard that song and I liked it so much I couldn't stop playing it. So we got some more just casual fun stuff coming your way.
Well, I guess you could say that he don't even know where to begin, 'cause he looked both ways, but he was so afraid, digging deeper through the ditch every chance he missed and the mess he made. 'Cause hate is such a strong word, and every brick he laid, a mistake they say, that his walls are getting taller, his world is getting smaller. Better staple it together and call it bad weather. Staple it together and call it bad weather. Staple it together and call it bad weather. Staple it together and call it bad weather.
So we got a couple announcements heading everyone's way. We have our public service announcement on chronic fatigue. If you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. Visit cdc.gov/CFS for the latest diagnosis. Latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. In addition to that, we also have, our very important fundraising announcement. Why is WMFO freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in reaching our $5,000 goal. You'll even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFOMedford and share it with your friends using the hashtag #KeepItFreeform. So,
hey Jack, what's the website again?
And what's the free gift? The unique gift.
It's a special unique gift, and you'll find out if you donate. And the website is donate.wmfo.org.
Say that again.
Donate.wmfo.org.
Donate.wmfo.org.
That one, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So everyone's clear on that. So we were pretty excited. We thought there was gonna be some snow coming in this week, and we're all moderate, winter athletes of the skiing or snowboarding kind. But unfortunately, it looks like it's going to rain. But the good news is that in Vermont and New Hampshire, snow report is looking good so far. We're looking like we're going to have a crazy, crazy, crazy season. And you know what that means? It means I'm probably going to get hurt and not be able to row in the spring.
Damn it, Chuck.
Language.
Gee darn it
is as much better. And by get injured, I mean I really hope not. But I will be skiing a ton this winter if there is snow, because the one thing you gotta realize about skiing on the East Coast is you gotta ski when there's snow, right? I mean, some winters, I'm sure you guys know, like, there's just no snow. It like snows like maybe two storms in Connecticut and you get no snow the whole winter and you're like, okay, well this is pretty sad. But you gotta just take advantage of what you had. And I think that's a moral of the story with skiing. We got some more music coming your way.
want you to have some fun. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
recently it has come to my attention that I act, dress, walk, talk like a cowboy. And, you know, that's why we brought Anna in studio today, actually, is to talk about my cowboy problem, apparently. You know, Anna, you see me a lot.
It's an intervention or something?
It's not like an intervention. We're just talking about
it. Should be.
Yeah.
You think I'm too much like a cowboy?
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Wow. All right.
I think you want to be a cowboy, baby. Well, and you shouldn't be.
It's like a knockoff Clint Eastwood.
I think I'm better than Clint Eastwood.
No.
Hee-yah.
Oh my god. I mean, I don't know. I don't like try to be a cowboy. I think people just put that persona on to me.
It's just like the hair and the face.
The overalls.
The clothes.
Cowboys don't wear overalls.
The overalls don't help.
And the cowboy hat.
I don't have a cowboy hat either.
There's also the boots.
The piece of hair that's sticking out of your mouth.
I don't have a hair sticking out of my mouth.
Not hair, hay.
You mean straw?
That too.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Same
well,
difference.
Obviously, I'm a farmer slash cowboy slash whatever people want me to be on radio because you can't see what I really look like.
You should just picture a cowboy and it's probably
I'd
right.
say, yeah, like, you know, a less intimidating version of Clint Eastwood. More smiling, less squintiness. But yeah, we got some new music coming your way. We got Marcus King.
New music?
Goodbye Carolina. Marcus King, if you're in the area, is playing at the Sinclair Monday, November 19th. Highly recommend you go visit.
Are you going, Jack?
I am going. You'll Ooh. See me there. I will be representing myself. will not be representing WMFO, but I will be there, and I will be enjoying his music.
He'll be wearing his cowboy hat.
And I'll be tall. I'm 6'5". I'm one of the few 6'5 guys there, probably. Maybe it's a tall convention. Maybe everyone will be there. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Well, here he is, though. Marcus King, Goodbye Carolina.
I dreamed of the day when I'd hold you in my arms again, read you all the letters I wrote, never sent, give you all the pieces of me, put them back together, put them back together again. Life has a way of writing your story for you, and the hero doesn't always get his girl. What if you could change the end to the novel they've been writing? Leave no resolution. Goodbye, Carolina. Searched my whole life to find you. Hate to leave you, but I hope you know where I'm going, I'll be seeing you. I'm leaving. Oh, my pain would be enough reason. See you on the other side of the blue red sky. Now I'm going, here to tell you goodbye. Bye. searched my whole life to find you. I hate to leave you, but I hope you know where I'm going. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
right, so that was Styx, Blue Collar Man. This is Jack Batchelor. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tough Street Form Radio. That was our last full song. And then here we got half of Night Prowler by Welshly Arms to take you out. Enjoy your morning.
Bye.
Bye, Alex.